largest animal mass in Kazakh history of more than 2,000 years.
Wow.
It's
crazy. I feel like we step back in olden times.
It's like we've been back to the time of Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
We're meeting the number one roast lamb chef in Kashgar. He's got an order for a New Year celebration and is here to find the best sheep.
Hello.
This is one of the best quality sheep. Three years old.
Can tell by the teeth?
Yes.
I mean, why would they buy a three-year-old? Is that different?
Yes, if it's younger, it's more better quality. And also the taste of the sheep is more delicious. If the sheep's ear is bigger, it's much better.
Oh, really?
For taste?
For taste and for
breeding.
For breeding.
We're keen to know how the chef is going to prepare and roast the lamb, so he invites us to his kitchen to observe an age-old tradition.
Hello.
Hello. This is the sheep?
Yes, this is the sheep.
He's going to slaughter?
He's going to slaughter it here. It must be done by a halal way. If it's not, it's not possible to eat. Before his slaughter, he must read a Quran. Just he's reading Quran and slaughtering.
39-year-old Azmajan has been in the business for 15 years, learning his skill from his father.
It's very quick. It's fast, huh?
After the sheep is slaughtered, air is pumped into the skin to make it easier for the chef to remove it.
He's a real expert.
He is a real expert, huh? Mm.
Muslim people, we don't eat the blood. Mm. We don't eat the blood.
That's why you don't save it.
We don't save it.
We don't save it.
Because we keep the blood, chicken's blood, pig's blood, and we make a little like rice cakes and we grill it.
Sausage.
We don't.
It's actually quite good, no?
No.
Yeah. It's reassuring to see that a centuries-old Islamic culinary tradition is still going strong.
It's like an eggy, starchy wash. Yeah.
And also when it's roasted, it's not burned.
This
protects it from burning. It's not what I expected to look like.
No, I show the building black, the building that's so much that's bigger than that.
You know, from the time of the seed, from the time of the mother, you're talking about the old time.
Grandfather and grandfather's father.
Jesus. Oh, so many generations.
Yes, and his two uncles.
Yes,
Here's the number five.
Oh.